弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我觉得好像看得不太清楚，不过没关系。
Because of the reflection, I can't see quite clear from this angle, but that will be well.
我实在感谢主的恩典，有这么的一个机会再次来到湾区跟弟兄姊妹们一同相聚，一同来思想主的话。
I thank the Lord for the opportunity to come to the Bay Area to fellowship and meditate upon the Word of God together.
其实来了三藩市湾区好多次了，弟兄姊妹恐怕也认识的比较熟了。
And actually, I've been to the Bay Area to be with brothers and sisters quite a number of times, so we have become familiar getting to know one another.
我在这里先说明，我都认得你的脸，但我记不住你的名字。
Now, let me first make clear that I recognize your faces, but I may not recall your names.
所以我叫不出你的名字来，不要怪我，我这个人记性是非常差的。
So if I'm not able to greet you by name, please forgive me, I don't have a very good memory.
我在主面前在寻求到底今天要跟弟兄姊妹交通个什么题目的时候，
As I waited upon the Lord and sought before him to see what is the topic that we would fellowship upon,
主就把一点感觉放在我的里面。
The Lord placed this thought within me.
我要跟弟兄姊妹们一同来思想到一点关于神跟我们所立的约。
And the point that we want to consider together is the covenant which God has established with us.
而当然神跟我们立的约其实范围是非常的大的。
Of course, the covenant which God has established with us is very broad.
我记得我第一本圣经我打开的时候上面写不是圣经，上面写的是新旧约全书。
And I remember the very first Bible which I had in the Chinese character, it does not say it is the Bible, but it is the old and new covenant, the entire new and old covenant.
那个时候我搞不明白，都是圣经就是圣经了，怎么会变成是约的书呢？
At that time, I did not understand. The Bible is the Bible. Why is it called the Book of Covenant?
弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
当然在这个几堂的信息里头，我那么有限，不可能把神的约跟弟兄姊妹们说的完全。
Of course, in the few sessions that we have together, I cannot completely share fully with brothers and sisters all the covenant of God.
但是我们可以很简单的来思想一下神跟我们立约里头各样的祝福，各样的丰富。
But I can simply share with brothers and sisters some of the promises and the blessings of God's covenant with man.
我们还是先看一点主的话。
Perhaps let us first turn to the word of God.
我们先看第一个地方是看诗篇的25篇。
Let us first turn to Psalm 25.
诗篇25篇14节。
The 25th Psalm, verse 14.
耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。
The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant.
这里告诉我们说，神要把他约指示给敬畏他的人。
Here, the word tells us that the Lord will show them his covenant to them who fear him.
我们再看一个我们很熟的一段话，在以赛亚书54章。
Let us also turn to words we're very familiar with in Isaiah chapter 54.
我想这个我小的时候唱歌也唱过这样的 一句话。
I think when we're young, we have sang the song, and this is what we have sang.
54章第十节说，大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但我的慈爱必不离开你，我平安的约也不迁移，这是连续你的耶和华说的。
For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed.But my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, said of the Lord that have mercy on thee.
那弟兄姊妹，当然说到关于约的经文还有很多。
Of course, when we share on scripture that speaks about covenant, there are many and many.
如果我查了一下，如果在旧约提到约这个字出现了260多次。
Now, if I looked upthat the word covenant itself in the Old Covenant, Old Testament, it has appeared over 260 times.
那弟兄姊妹，所以如果把它读过了，时间就不够了。
So brothers and sisters, if we were to read through all those scripture, we would not have the time.
在我还没有进到约之前，我想要先跟弟兄姊妹一同来温习一下，到底神与人立约是怎么回事情呢？
Now before we get into the actual covenants, What is this matter about making covenant with man about?
我用结是一个最基本的，但是也非常重要的。
I think one point very basic, but of utmost importance is this.
那弟兄姊妹，我们知道什么叫做约。
Now, brothers and sisters, we know what the word covenant means.
约的意思就是说我答应了给你一个事情，然后是保证要给你的。
Now, covenant itself means this is what I've promised, and it is a guarantee that I will perform it, I will give it to you.
我们在地上生活。 活的时候，你这个立约是常常发生在我们生命当中的事情。
Now, as we live our daily lives, there are covenants, agreements that we have that surround us often.
但是你知道，立约里头有个很重要的背景在后面的。
But behind this, there's a very important background to this.
那意思就是说，我答应了，恐怕你会返回。
Now, I agree, I promise, is because I'm afraid that you will regret or back out.
那你突然间说，哎呀，我答应的，我不实行了，那怎么办呢？
If I have agreed a promise to it, and yet I cannot perform it, what shall I do?
那所以我们就定了一个合约。
So we make a covenant.
那这个合约定了以后呢，基本上订约的时候还要签一个名。
And so in this agreement, in this covenant, this contract, we have to sign our names.
那古时的以前的时候呢，那个文字啊没有那么发达。
Now, of course, in the olden days when signatures or words were not as developed as now.
所以他们立约以后呢，就有一个标记，有个信物，我交给你，你拿着，就说明我们是立约的。
Back in the old days, then they would have a sign or a pledge. This is the surety that you hold on to, that I promise to perform what we agree to.
也其实很重要的。
And that is very important.
你拿着这个信物，就说明这个约是有效的。
If you have this sign, this pledge, this guarantees that this covenant is effectual.
弟兄姊妹，实在说来。
Now, brothers and sisters, our God, He is faithful.
刚才我们唱了一个诗歌，实在是对我的题目一个最好的说明。
The hymn we just sang earlier, Great is His Faithfulness, really expresses this topic.
弟兄姊妹，神是哪位不改变的神。
Now, brothers and sisters, He is a God that changes not.
他答应我们的事情一定会成就的。
What He has agreed, promised, He will perform.
我们人就不一样了。
It is different with men.
有的时候我们答应了人家，我们不一定会成就的。
Sometimes we agree a promise to do certain things and we cannot fulfill it.
那所以我们可以说，其实神是信实的神，他不需要跟人立约的。
We know that God is faithful. He does not need to establish a covenant with man to show that he is faithful.
因为他不改变,
because he changes not.
他所有答应的事情都会实现,
all that he has promised will be fulfilled.
那为什么还要立约呢?
Why then must God make a covenant?
那弟兄姊妹，我想是神为了我们的缘故。
Then, brothers and sisters, we can only understand that it's for our sake.
在神那里，他从来不改变。
With God, he changes not.
好像保罗对提摩太说的一样。
Just as Paul said to Timothy.
他人是细信的，但是他仍然是可信的。
Though man abideth unfaithful, God abideth faithful.
因为他从来不会背负他的自己。
For God will not deny himself.
但是弟兄姊妹,
But brothers and sisters,
神好像担心我们对他不够。
God is concerned that we lack faith toward him.
在难处来的时候,
and when difficult may arise,
当那个困难在我们身边一直发生的时候,
when hardships surround us,
我们就会怀疑,
perhaps we might doubt.
我们怀疑说神啊, 你还爱我们吗?
And we may wonder, God, do you still love me?
说神啊, 你还对我们是那样的信实的吗?
God, are you still faithful unto me?
弟兄姊妹, 在节目后的日子,
brothers and sisters, especially in these last days,
我也不用给弟兄姊妹描写了。
I don't need to describe it for you all.
解散你的疫情所发生的事情太多太多了。
There are so many things and events that took place within these last 3 years during the pandemic.
解散年，感谢主，你们恢复了能够在外头聚会，其实非常难得的一个机会。
Thank the Lord, after the pandemic, we're able to restore fellowship in person, and it is very hard to come by.
以前我们不太珍惜，对吧？
And we're able to gather in this way with a conference, and we did not appreciate or treasure it in the past.
但现在我们发觉其实在非常难得。
But now we discover this is truly something we ought to not take for granted and appreciate.
弟兄姊妹，在节目后的日子，
Oh, brothers and sisters, in these last days,
仇敌的攻击是那么的猖狂。
The enemy's attacks are very fierce.
我看弟兄姊妹遇见的难处是这样的艰难。
Now, brothers and sisters, we know we face much hardship and difficulty.
那弟兄姊妹，我们的确需要在神面前再一次被神的恩典来提醒我们。
Brothers and sisters, once again, we must be renewed and reminded by the grace of God.
神是那位信实的神。
That God, He Himself is faithful.
他是那位不改变的神。
He is a God who changes not.
他是那位跟我们立约的神。
He is the one who has established a covenant with us.
他要给我们保证。
And he has guaranteed.
他要给我们各方各面的祝福。
And he will bless us manifold.
他是因着神的恩典。
And by the grace of God,
他把他的约向我们打开。
God has opened up, revealed unto us his covenant.
他因着他的恩典，他跟我们这些被造的人立了约。
Because of his covenant, he has established his covenant with man whom he has created.
我们知道基本上约可以说有两种。
We can basically say with covenants there are two types.
那我在这里不用细细的说明了。
I don't need to go into full detail about them.
第一种的约叫做有条件的约。
One covenant is conditional.
那意思是说这两方面你都要有你的责任的。
Now with a conditional covenant, there is conditions, responsibility on both parties.
那很简单说明一下。
Very simply,
譬如说我有一个房子。
Now, for example, if I have a house.
那你想到我房子里头来住。
And you want to live in my house.
那你就跟我说郭弟兄我好不好到你房子里头住呢
?And you say, oh, brother Timothy, can I live in your house?
我说可以啊。
I said, sure.
那你要给我一点租金就好了。
You have to just pay me some rent.
那我说那你给我多少钱呢
?And then we agree to a certain rent.
我说每个月给我十块钱好了。
I say, the rent is $10 a month.
啊你说哪么便宜啊
Oh, you say, oh, that is so cheap.
然后我们就订个合约。
And so we have a contract.
这合约很简单那个条件就是说你可以到我房子里头来住但每个月你有什么有没有责任有的。
The agreement of this contract is very simple. Yes, the contract is you can live in my house. What is your responsibility?
那你的责任就是每个月给我十块钱。
Your responsibility is to pay me $10 rent monthly.
那如果你不给我十块钱呢
Now, if you do not give me the $10 rent,
那我就可以把你赶走了对不对
then I can ask you to leave, right?
但如果你每个月都给我十块钱我可以不可以跟你说哎，你不能进来我可以这样说吗
if you fulfill your responsibility paying me $10 rent monthly, can I say to you, no, you must leave?
我可以跟你说哎呀现在房价涨得很厉害啊。
I can say, oh, the price of rent has gone up very much.
那个通货膨胀现在很厉害啊。
Inflation has gone up much.
我要收你100块。
I have to charge you $100 monthly rent.
你就把合约拿出来。
And you bring out the contract.
十块钱。
The contract says $10.
这是合约说的。
This is what is written on
我就给你十块钱。
And this is all I will pay you, $10.
我只要给你十块钱我就可以住在这里。
As long as I fulfill my responsibility, pay you $10 rent, I can live here.
这叫做有条件的合约。
And this is a conditional contract, a covenant.
有一种合约是没有条件的。
There are covenants, contracts that are unconditional.
那就是我答应了。
That I have agreed to.
那我怕你不放心。
And because I am concerned you are worried about this.
那我就给你订个合约。
So I make a contract with you.
那结果呢你基本上什么都不用做了。
This is unconditional, so in the covenant you don't need to do anything.
到时候你拿合约拿出来就好了。
As long as you bring out the covenant, that suffices.
我还记得我小的时候。
I remember when I was young.
如果你们有从香港来的你就知道了。
From those of you who are from Hong Kong, you'll understand.
那个时候香港只有一个的所谓的主题公园那个 theme park。
Now, in those days, there is only one theme park in Hong Kong.
那叫做丽园。
And that is called the Lee Garden.
哦，那是太好玩了。
Oh, the Lee Garden was such a wonderful place for the children.
那当然对你们来说现在基本上都看不上眼的。
And so for me, all the other theme parks now cannot compare to that theme park.
那个时候我每天都期望什么时候能到那个丽园去玩。
When I was young, we always longed that we can go to this Lee Garden,theme park.
那里有动物园，有那各样的机动游戏。
There is many, there's the zoo in there, and there's many games that you can play in this theme park.
我常跟我爸爸说，爸爸什么时候带我去？
I would say to my father, Father, when will you take us?
那我爸说什么什么时候我带你去？
And my father will tell us when and when we will take you there.
我怕我爸爸说话，他常常说了，他就说
And so my father oftentimes would make such promises and he will say, I'm busy and I don't have time and we cannot make it.
所以我常牵着他的手说, 爸爸, 什么时候去? 什么时候去?
I would always hold on to him and tug at him and say, Dad, when are we going? When are we going?
然后爸爸就生气了,
and he will get angry.
他说我说了去就去了, 难道还要给你订合约吗?
He said, well, if I said we'll go, I promise we'll go, we'll go. Do I need to sign a contract with you?
然后我心里头想, 我不敢讲啊,
I
我心里头想,
thought in my heart,
最好是订个合约比较稳正,
now I dare not verbalize it with him, but that's what I was thinking in my heart. Yes, it's best for us to sign a contract. You promised to take us.
弟兄姊妹,
our brothers and sisters,
你知道圣经里头有的合约是没有条件的,
there are covenants in the scripture that are unconditional.
这是神的应许,
that they are promises of God.
这是神的答应,
God has promised us.
但是神说, 为着叫你能够有信心有把握,
but God, in order for us to be assured for confidence, he makes covenants.
所以他就 定了一个没有条件的合约,
so he would make an unconditional covenant with us.
我简单说,在圣经里头最少我们可以找到七个的合约。
In the scriptures, I feel that we can find at least seven of such covenants.
那弟兄姊妹,当然你细看的话,你可以找到更多的一点。
Now, of course, brothers and sisters, if we look carefully in detail, we will discover more.
如果你一个一个细细去再对比去找的话,可能你找到更多。
If you were to compare and carefully examine the scriptures, you'll find much more.
有的约里头说得很详细, 有的说得很简单,
and some covenants are very detailed and some covenants are very simple.
那我今天这次的特会, 我只把最重要的给弟兄姊妹们说明就好了。
In our time together during the conference, I will simply mention the important ones with brothers and sisters.
那我不敢说其他的不重要, 但是我想这对我们来说很重要的, 我跟弟兄姊妹们来交通。
Now, I dare not say all the others not shared during this conference are not important, but brothers and sisters, you can take note of the ones we will share upon.
在这七个月的里头,
and these seven covenants we'll look at,
弟兄姊妹,只有两个约是有条件的,
only two of these seven covenants are conditional.
其他的五个约都是没有条件的,
the other five we'll look at are unconditional.
哇, 你知道,这是太奇妙了,
this is wonderful.
我们以为说每个约如果是,应该是有条件的约才对啊,
we might think, well, covenants ought to be conditional. That would make it right.
但是其实当我们看是,
but when we look at our God who is filled with grace and mercy, the covenant which he has established with us, many, most are unconditional.
那里头的约,我稍微把这七个约跟弟兄姊妹们说明一下。
So perhaps I'll just list out these covenants with brothers and sisters first.
然后呢,我一堂一堂来跟弟兄姊妹们来说明,好吗?
Then in the times together, we'll expound on those covenants.
第一个约是伊甸园的约。
The first covenant is the covenant of the Garden of Eden.
这个约是有条件的。Now,
in this covenant, it is conditional.
我待会我跟弟兄姊妹们说明。And
later on, we will share upon this.
第二个约是跟亚当立的约。
Now, the second covenant is the covenant with Adam.
这个约是没有条件的。
And that covenant is unconditional.
第三约跟挪亚立的约。
The third covenant is the Noahic covenant.
那跟挪亚立的约也没有条件的。
The covenant with Noah, it is also unconditional.
然后是跟亚伯拉罕立的约。
And the covenant with Abraham.
那跟亚伯拉罕立的约也没有条件的。
This covenant is also unconditional.
然后在西乃山摩西立的约。
And the Mosaic covenant with Moses on Mount Sinai.
那这个约是有条件的。
Now this covenant is conditional.
那我们有机会熟时间我们再来说它。
Later on, we will share upon these covenants.
那摩西的约再分两个。
And in the Mosaic covenant, there are two.
一个是在西乃山立的约。
One was a covenant established on Mount Sinai.
那个时候是以色列百姓刚离开埃及的时候,神把律法给他, 这是第一次的立约。
This was during the time when the Israelites left Egypt, and at Mount Sinai, God gave them the law and established this covenant.
然后到约旦河中的时候,
and when they were east of the river Jordan,
连老一辈的人都过去了,
when the first generation have passed on,
所有新的一代起来，他们不知道过去他的先祖们怎么跟神立约。
It was the second generation who did not know clearly this covenant of the forefathers with God.
那所以那个时候，摩西再提醒这些以色列的百姓。
And at that time, Moses again reminded the people.
那再给他们提到这个约是约旦河东的约。
And reminded them of this covenant, and this is the covenant at the east of the river Jordan.
然后第六个约是大卫的约。
And the sixth covenant is the covenant with David, the Davidic covenant.
那也是没有条件的约。
Now that is also an unconditional covenant.
那最后一个，我想弟兄姊妹，我们都知道了，是新约。
The last one, of course, brothers and sisters, we all know that is the New Testament or the New Covenant.
这个新约是包括了前面约里头所有的祝福。
Now this New Covenant includes all the blessings of the Old Covenant.
那也是一个没有条件的约。
This covenant is also one that is unconditioned.
那我稍微讲了一下，你可以记下来，你不记下来也没关系。
Now I just list out these seven covenants. You can take note of it, or if not, that is fine.
那今天早上，我愿意靠主的恩典，跟弟兄姊妹一同看两个的约。
This morning, by the grace of God, we'll look at the first two covenants.
一个是伊甸园的约。
The first one is the covenant in the Garden of Eden.
第二个约是亚当的约。
The second one is the Adamic covenant.
我们一同看一些我们很熟的经文。
Let us look at some scripture that we are very familiar with.
我们看创世纪第一章。
We'll look at Genesis chapter 1.
26节到30节。
Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 30.
神说我们要照着我们的形象按着我们的样式造人使他们管理海里的鱼空中的鸟地上的牲畜和全地并地上所爬的一切昆虫神就照着自己的形象造人乃是照着他的形象造男造女神就赐福给他们又对他们说要生养众多遍满全地治理解地也要管理海里的鱼空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物神说看啊我将地上一切有种子的菜蔬和树上的结的果子都吃给你做食物至于地上的走兽和中的飞鸟和各样地上爬的生命的物我将青草赐给他们做食物四周这样成了神看一切所造的甚好有晚上有早晨节是第六日。
We have read from verses 26 to 31 in Genesis chapter 1.
那我们第二个地方我们再看的在创世纪第三章。
The other passage we'll read is in Genesis chapter 3.
第三章我们看十四节十五节
Genesis chapter 3 verses 14 and 15
耶和华对蛇说你既做了这事咒必受咒诅比一切生出野兽更甚你必用肚子行走终身吃土我要叫你和女人彼此为仇你的后裔和女人的后裔也要彼此为仇女人的后裔要向你的头你要向她的脚跟
Genesis chapter 3 verses 14 and 15 And the Lord God said unto the serpent Because thou hast done this Thou art cursed above all cattle And above every beast of the field Upon thy belly shalt thou go And thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life And I will put enmity between thee and the woman And between thy seed and her seed It shall bruise thy head And thou shalt bruise his heel
我们再看第二十节
Also verse 20
二十一节对不起耶和华神为亚当和妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿
That is Genesis chapter 3 verse 21 Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them
对不起刚才漏了一节在第二章创世二章我们很熟的第十五节。
We missed a verse earlier, Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. We're very familiar with this.
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树的果子，你不可吃，因为吃的日子你必定死。
Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die.
那我想可以读的经文还有很多，不过创世纪弟兄姊妹应该很熟了，我在这里就不用细细的再读了。
Now I think there are much scripture that we can read, but I believe brothers and sisters are very familiar with Genesis, so we do not need to turn to them.
弟兄姊妹，第一个看到的约是伊甸园的约。
So brothers and sisters, the first covenant we see here is the covenant in the Garden of Eden.
其实伊甸园里的约是告诉我们一个什么事实呢？
What does the fact tell us here in the covenant in the Garden of Eden?
伊甸园里头说到人的被造。
It tells us.Of the creation of man.
那弟兄姊妹，到底人被造有个什么的功用呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, what is the function then of the creation of man?
弟兄姊妹，我们人做事情，我们都有一个目的的，对不对？
Now, brothers and sisters, as men, when we ever do anything, we have a purpose in doing so.
那对，虽然有的时候有些人做的事情是没有意义的。
Now, of course, many a times, man, whatever man does, it may be meaningless.
但我们神不是。
Yet that is not the way with our God.
我们神做事情，他一定有目的的。
When God works, He has a purpose.
他必定有一个旨意，在他所有工作的里头，他要达成的。
God has a will, a purpose in all the work that He will fulfill.
那弟兄姊妹
，Now brothers and sisters,
神把人造在地上。
God has created and placed man on earth.
他有什么旨意呢
？What is His will?
我们读创世纪的时候，我们就知道了。
When we read the book of Genesis, we discover.
原来。神要人在地上来代表他。
That is God desires for man to be His representation on earth.
当然，宇宙里头所有的造物都认识神，都知道神的荣耀。
Of course, for all creation to know God and know His glory.
但感谢神
，We thank God.
神说要照着我们的形象、我们的样式，把人造了放在地上。
God says, "Let us create man." In our image, in our likeness, and placed them on earth.
简单说一句话。
Simply put,
人只要所有的造物看见了人
，all creation, as long as creation sees man,
他就好像看见神一样了。
It is as if they saw God.
弟兄姊妹
，Now brothers and sisters,
其实神造人的目的
，This is the purpose in God's creation of man.
那其实是一个何等荣耀的事情。
What a glorious matter this is.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我今天里头感觉很。很难过。
Oh, brothers and sisters, I feel very saddened today.
今天很多人是没有人的样子，你同意吗？
Today, man doesn't even display the likeness of man. Do you agree with this?
他是被称为人。
We are called man.
但是我们实在没有人的样子。
Yet, we don't even live like a man.
哎呀，我不要说明了，这个讲不完的。
I don't need to go into details. This is endless.
有的恐怖的情形不要跟你们说了，在讲台上讲实在是不合宜的。
There are many horrible things that is even inappropriate for us to share on the pulpit.
那弟兄姊妹
Now brothers and sisters.
但是在神起初的心意的里头
But in the original intent of God in His heart.
人就是神的代表。
Man is the very representation of God.
当人看当所有的照看见人的时候
And when all of God's creation sees man,
他就看到神的样子
They're able to see the likeness of God.
你还记得新约这个小故事吗
And you remember this story in the New Covenant.
那人来试探主耶稣
When man came to tempt the Lord Jesus.
他就问说、老师我们纳税可以不可以
And they say, Rabbi, shall we pay our taxes?
那主耶稣怎么回答他
How did the Lord Jesus reply?
主跟他说你拿一个钱币给我看
And the Lord Jesus said, bring me a coin.
那他们就把钱币拿来了。
And they bring a coin to the Lord Jesus.
那主怎么说
What did the Lord Jesus say?
在这个钱币上有拿谁的像啊
Now whose image is inscribed on this coin?
那他说该啥的
It's Caesar.
那说该啥的事情该啥的物归给该啥神的物归给神。
And then our Lord Jesus said, well, render unto Caesar the things of Caesar and render unto God the things of God.
每一个王都喜欢把自己的样子放在钱币上对不对
And all the kings of this world likes to put their image on the currency.
因为这表明他的权柄。
Because this represents his authority.
表明说他拥有这个国家拥有这一切。
It represents that he is the owner of this kingdom and all this kingdom belongs to him.
所以他们拿了几个钱币上面的像就是罗马帝王的像。
So when they have this coin and this image, it is the Roman emperor, his image.
那如果钱币的像是罗马的像。
Now, if on the coin, it is Roman's image.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
每天早晨你去照镜子的时候。
This morning, when we look in the mirror,
不管是弟兄还是姊妹，每天早晨你都会照照镜子，是吧？
Whether a brother or sisters, we all look in the mirror in the morning.
可能弟兄时间短一点，姊妹时间长一点。
Perhaps for the brothers, they look in the mirrors a little shorter than the sisters.
但是也不一定。
But that may not necessarily be the case for everyone.
因为我认识一个年轻人，他说他每天早上梳头要花45分钟，我真搞不明白。
Because I know a young man says I need to dress myself and I have to spend time before the mirror and comb my hair for 45 minutes. So it's a wonder to me sometimes.
弟兄姊妹，当你看到镜子里头的样子，其实神的像呢，还是谁的像呢？
Brothers and sisters, when we look in the image, in the mirror, whose image, whose likeness do we see, our own or God?
就是主说，该啥的物归给该啥，那神的物归给神。
Our Lord Jesus said, render unto Caesar the things of Caesar, and render unto God the things of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果在镜子里头的样子应该是神的样子，我们是应该归给神的。
Now, brothers and sisters, if in the image we see it ought to be God, it should be rendered, given unto God.
那弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
当神把人造在地上的时候，
when Godcreated man and placed man on earth.
神没有说照着天使的形象来做人。
God did not create man according to the image of the angel.
那可能天使很漂亮。
Now perhaps the angels are extremely beautiful.
我没有见过天使，我不能告诉你。
I have not seen an angel and I cannot describe it to
you. 但是我们知道个事实，在神的心里头没有一个造物能够将代表他。
But we know in the heart of God there is no other creation that can represent God as God.
所以我们他是照着自己的形象把人造出来。
So, in God's own image, in His likeness, created He made a man.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Oh, my dear brothers and sisters.
我希望主正在提醒我们。
I hope that God will remind us.
我们今天每一个属于神的人。
Today, each one of us who belong to Him.
我们应该把神的荣耀发表出来。
We ought to be a channel to display His glory.
我人应该从我们身上看到神的美丽。
Now, others should be able to see His beauty upon us.
其实人做人的最基本的目的。
This is a very basic purpose of man.
然后还有一个重要的事情。
There's another important point.
要他治理管理全地。
It is for man to govern, to subdue all the land.
然后管理空中的鸟、海里的鱼、所有的昆虫。
To rule over all the birds in the sky, all the fish in the sea, and all the creeping things of the earth.
那现在我们人堕落了，对吗？
But now man has fallen.
我们所有这个能力都没有了。
We have lost all such power.
有的孩子最怕那个蜘蛛。
And some children are very afraid even of a small insect, the spider.
他看见蜘蛛他就跑了。
And when they see the spider, they run away.
那但是那个时候所有的昆虫都要伏在亚当的手下。
But before all the creeping things, they all submit to Adam.
现在你能管到空中的鸟吗？
Today, are we able to rule over the birds in the air?
你看见一个鸟很漂亮，你叫它下来，它会听你话吗？
You see a very beautiful bird, and you call to the bird to come to you. Will the bird listen?
那鱼就不用说了。
Now, of course, we don't need to mention about the fish.
对不对？
Right?
弟兄姊妹，人应该有的那个能力，一个人的堕落都失去了。
Brothers and sisters, all the power, authority which man was given,has been lost because we fell.
但是我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
But my dear brothers and sisters,
那个时候神把人造在地上的时候，
When God created and placed man on earth,
他把一个巨大的责任交给人，
He has given an extreme and trusted an extreme responsibility to man.
他要看守管理这个园子。
It is for man to keep the garden and to dress the garden.
那意思说那些不该进到园子里头的你不要让他进来。
In other words, you keep and guard the garden, all that does not belong in the garden.And do not let into the garden.
你知道那个时候只有两个人。
You know at that time there is only two.
就亚当跟夏娃。
That is Adam and Eve.
伊甸园有多大我不知道。
I don't know how large the size of Garden of Eden is.
要他看着这个原则，他一天到晚忙死了，不是吗？
If he was to rule and keep and guard this garden, he will be busy all day.
因为神没有说在这里弄一个什么围栏拦住的，没有。
Because God did not say, let's build a breach, a fence around the garden.
也没有这个所谓的篱笆。
There is no fence to build around the garden.
两个人。
Two individuals.
来看守管理这个园子。
To keep and dress the entire garden.
然后呢，还要管这个空中的鸟、海里的鱼、所有的飞行的那些虫。
And to rule over all that is in the air, in the sea, and all the creeping things.
那弟兄姊妹。
Now, brothers and sisters.
如果换你。
If it was you and me.
你搞得定，搞不定。
Now, we're able to handle all of this.
哎，你要想想看哦，这不是一个简单的工作哦。
Really, think about this. Consider this. It's not simple work.
我想，这就是今天很多年轻人跟我说那句话 I burn out.
Just like the young people might tell me today, oh, all this, I burn out.
有的年轻人跑来跟我说 Uncle, I burn out, 我不能服侍了。
Many of the young people will come and say, oh, Uncle, I'm burned out, I can't serve anymore.
有没有人在你面前这样投诉过啊？
Has anyone make such complaint or comments to you before?
我完了，我烧完了，我实在不行了。
Oh, I'm burned out, I have no more, I cannot do it.
我没有能力了。
I have no more ability.
这责任太大了。
It's too big of a responsibility.
但是你读那个创世纪，这个亚当跟夏娃好像没有，从来没有说他 burn out 的时候。
But when we read Adam and Eve, we do not see them saying, oh, I'm burnt out, I can't do this.
他们还是很有力量的，他管理看守都好像做得很自然。
It's very natural to them to keep and dress, and they are just at it.
为什么？
Why?
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在我们明白了
we understand that.
神每一次把责任给我们
each time when God delegates a responsibility
他一定有足够的恩典作为我们的供应
likewise, he will also give us sufficient grace as our supply.
除非这个工作是你自己找来的
unless you yourself will bring on this work yourself.
是你自己要的
if you yourself initiate the work.
那如果是你自己找来的对不起你自己负责
if you initiate the work, then you bear the responsibility for it.
但是如果这是神开始的话
but if it's God's work and he began the work,
那他就神负责
God will have the responsibility.
我常常在我教会里头我提醒我的青年弟兄姊妹
many times inThe assembly, I remind the brothers and sisters.
你把创世纪一章一节你读好，那就好了。
Just read well Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
那怎么说呢？
What does it say?
那英文说 In the beginning, God.
In the English, it says In the beginning, God.
意思是说在开始的时候神来开始了。
And in other words, In the beginning, God. It is God who began in the beginning.
那弟兄姊妹现在我们困难是什么
so,
In the beginning, Timothy. 那完蛋了。
What is our difficulty, brothers and sisters? Our difficulty is in the beginning, Timothy. If that is the case, we are finished.
如果在开始的是我自己那怎么做呢
If in the beginning, it is us, ourselves. How can we do it?
感谢神。
But we thank God,
他是一切的开始
He is the beginning of all things
因为他开始
And because God began the work
他来负责
And he will shoulder the responsibility
他来供应
He will supply
他把足够的能力来给我们
He will give us sufficient strength for the work
这是亚当的故事
And this is the story of Adam
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
那当神把这个责任交给亚当的时候
When God has given this responsibility to Adam
神知道
God knows.
如果你要做这一切的工作
In order for you to do all of such work.
要看守管理这个园子
To keep and dress this garden.
然后管理所有的造物
And to rule over all of God's creation.
你需要一个东西
You need one thing.
那是什么
What is that?
那就是生命树
And that is the tree of life.
如果没有生命树
Without the tree of life,
你就没有这个力量了
You do not have the strength
那个所有的那个篱笆什么的不需要用外头的物质来建造的
You don't need to build any fences any outward things things that are without to do this work
只要你吃了生命树的果子
As long as you eat of the tree of life
你就得着这个能力
You will receive this power
弟兄姊妹
Now brothers and sisters
这是何等的真实
This is very true
神跟在伊甸园里头跟人立了这个约
God made this covenant with man in the Garden of Eden
一面神要把祝福给人。
On the one hand, God desires to bless.
神要人负这个责任。
And God has delegated his responsibility to man.
神给人这个的供应。
God has also given the supply to man.
这个月里头，神把一个的标记放在人的当中。
And God has placed this sign as the covenant amongst men.
这就是生命树。
And this sign is the tree of life.
你只要看到生命树。
If you see this tree of life,
你就知道神跟人的立的约是哪样的真实。
Then we will see how real this covenant God has made with man.
神就说我要跟你立约，我要把一切的供应给你。
God says, I made this covenant with you, I will also supply all that's needed.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
所有的动作是根据生命不是吗
Now, All our actions, our movement must be based on life.
如果一个人没有生命就谈不上有服事了
Without life, we cannot serve.
其实好像很简单的道理
This seems very simple doctrine.
你看一个死的人你能叫他做什么
Are you able to see a dead person do anything?
可能这个人躺在哪里他身体很强壮
Oh, perhaps someone who is lying there, he is very strong.
他全身的肌肉非常的发达
You can see he is very built with much, a lot of muscles, very strong.
但是他死了
But if this person is lying there,
他根本就没有能力服侍了
No matter how strong the body seems, it cannot work or serve.
他什么都做不来了。
This dead body cannot do anything.
对吗？
Is that right?
你不能指望他做一天的东西。
You cannot look to a dead person to do any work.
那弟兄姊妹。
Now, brothers and sisters.
今天我们能够服侍神。
Today, we're able to serve God.
那最基本、最基本的需要是什么？
A very basic element requirement is.
那就是生命。
That is life.
对不对
Is that right?
所以没有生命实在说是没有侍奉
Without life, there is no service.
你靠着我们这个死了的人我怎么能够服侍神呢
According to us who is dead, how are we able to serve God?
那弟兄姊妹还有很重要的
Now brothers and sisters, also very important.
当人被造的时候
When man was created,
神吹气在人的里头
God breathed into the nostril of man.
那圣经说人就成为有灵的活人
And the scriptures tell us that we became a living soul.
意思就是说这个人里头神的灵吹气在他里面
In other words, the spirit of God was breathed into man.
他是一个对灵有感觉的有灵的一个人
And now we become a living soul with God's spirit.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们都知道神是个灵。
We know that God is spirit.
我们服侍神用什么来服侍他
When we serve God, what do we serve God with?
保罗在罗马书他怎么为自己做见证
And what does Paul bear testimony to himself in Romans?
他说我是用灵来侍奉神的。
He says that I serve God with my spirit, with the spirit.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们以为侍奉神是用我们的身体对我们身体可以侍奉神。
Today we think we serve God with our body. Yes, we serve God with our body.
我们用我们的聪明用我们的才干来侍奉神对这都是可以侍奉神的。
Yes, we can use our mind, our ability to serve God, we can serve God with such faculty.
但是一个最重要的
But what is of utmost importance?
那就是我们不懂得的
And that is something that we do not know.
就是我们应该用灵来侍奉神
That is, we ought to serve God with the Spirit, in the Spirit.
因为神是个灵
Because God is Spirit.
弟兄姊妹我们记得主耶稣对撒玛利亚妇人 谈到的时候
Now, brothers and sisters, recall when the Lord spoke to the Samaritan woman.
他怎么跟他说呢
What did the Lord say to her?
是个灵，你敬拜他的应该用心灵和诚实来拜他。
God says that God is spirit, says to her, God is spirit, and you shall worship God in spirit and in truth.
我很简单的说
Very simply, brothers
and sisters, 如果没有属灵的内容
without spiritual substance,
你的敬拜呢就不够了。
Our worship,will come short.
你简单说你基本上你所有的活动就谈不上敬拜。
Without the spirit, then all of our actions of worship cannot be considered as worship.
因为神得不到那个尊重。
Because God is not honored with outward things.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我要说什么
What am I saying?
我要告诉弟兄姊妹们说伊甸园的约里头说到方方的面面。
And I must say that in the Garden of Eden, this covenant speaks of many aspects.
但是有个最重要的目的
But a very important purpose.
那就是神要我们过一个属灵的生活。
That is God desires for us to live a spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做有意义的人生？
Brothers and sisters, what is a life of meaning, a meaningful life?
你去看这个书店里头有很多书教你做人这样，教做人那样。
You can go to any bookstore and there will be many books on how to do this and how to do that.
那弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我里头的感觉是，
My feeling within is this.
一个有意义的人生，
a meaningful life,
一个有目标的人生，
a purposeful life,
神要我们过一个属灵的生活，
is that God desires for us to live a spiritual life.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是最重要的。
Brothers and sisters, this is of most importance.
你要回想神为什么把人造在地上。
We must recall why did God create man and place man on earth.
他不是叫人做外头很多的活动。
He is not asking man to have many outward activity.
对，他可以管理看守。
Yes, man is able to rule and keep and dress.
他可以管理所有的动物。
He is able to subdue all of God's creation.
但是在这背后里头有一个最重要的原则。
But behind all of this, there's this very important principle.
当他执行神权柄的时候需要一个力量。
That is when man executes the authority of God, they need this power.
他需要生命树给他的供应。
They must have the supply from the tree of life.
这个生命树说到他属灵生命的供应。
Because this tree of life speaks on the provision for the spiritual life.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
这个伊甸园的约，
this covenant in the Garden of Eden,
就告诉我们说，一个神造人的目的是要过属灵的生活。
The purpose God created man is for man to live a spiritual life.
哦，弟兄姊妹，今天仇敌给我们多少的欺骗？
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, how many lies the enemy has fed us?
今天地上的事情给人有多少的眼睛迷糊？
All these things around us in the world will deceive our eyes.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我，可不可以这样说？
Now, brothers and sisters, forgive me for putting it this way.
我们对属灵的事情太陌生了。
Now, we are strangers to spiritual matters.
我们对很多事情都很有自觉。
Now, we are very conscious and know much about other things.
我们对身体很有感觉。
To our own bodies, we have a lot of feeling.
哎呀，我前阵子我到香港服事。
Now, not too long ago, I was serving in Hong Kong.
那时候我要被关在这个旅馆里头关了七天。
At that time, it was still self-quarantined for 7 days in the hotel.
哎呦，这七天真难过。
And this was a very difficult 7 days.
你知道，关在里头你不准出来的。
Because you are isolating for 7 days, you cannot go out.
一天我憋得难过了，我把门打开，没想到 alarm 就响起来了。
One day, I just wanted to open the door, but once I opened the door, the alarm sounded.
赶快关过来。
I closed the door quickly.
我隔壁那个不遵守规矩。
My next door neighbor did not follow the rules.
他们租用那个警察的封条封着他门口，不守规矩不准出来，贴在他门前。
And so, there was a yellow tape, warning tape on their door that they did not follow the rules, so they cannot open the door, they cannot come out.
那七天我在旅馆里头有什么可以做呢？
So 7 days in the hotel, what can I do?
那我没有那么属灵，每天都读圣经，也读了，但是不是一天到晚都读。
Now I'm not that spiritual to read the Bible 24/7 for 7 days, but I did read the Bible, but not to all day.
我看了一点电视。
I watched some TV.
你知道在香港的电视最多的广告是什么？
Now you know what is the most...A commercial, the ad that they play the most in the Hong Kong TV.
以前没有的，现在都有。
Before it wasn't this way, but now it is this way.
就告诉你说吃什么对身体最好。
The commercials, the ads are what is the best food for your health.
那什么的维他命啦，哎呀，一大堆，反正你吃了，你身体就好很多。
All these health ads, these vitamins and this food, if you eat it, it's good for you.
哎呀，一个广告一个广告，接着来就是要吃，要吃，要吃。
And all these ads, one after another, what you're to take, what you're to eat.
那都叫你身体好。
It is good for your body.
弟兄姊妹，我看的时候心里头有个想法。
Well, brothers and sisters, when I saw these ads, I thought to myself,
今天人都要把自己身体搞得好好的，不是吗？
Now, man really desires to have a healthy body to eat all these things.
你的身体都健康了。
So when we are healthy,
但是我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你的灵里头健康吗？
But brothers and sisters, likewise, the question is our spirit healthy?
你的灵里头是不是个健康的一个灵呢？
Do we have a healthy spirit?
你的灵还是 一个生病的灵呢？
Yeah, or is our spirit still one that is sick?
你的灵是被玷污的灵呢？
Is our spirit one that is defiled?
好像从来没有问过。
Like we never asked such a question
before. 我们自己也不问自己。
We do not ask ourselves the same question.
我们问自己说，哎呀，现在我的血糖有没有高？
We might ask ourselves, is my blood sugar too high now?
然后我的血压有没有高？
Is my blood pressure too high?
那当然还要问我那个胆固醇有没有高？
Of course, we check on our cholesterol as well.
但是我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
But my dear brothers and sisters,
你的灵健康吗？
What is the health status of our spirit?
你有没有在主面前看见你的灵在神面前是怎么回事呢？
Do we see before God what is the condition of our spirit?
今天我看到很多我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
I see so many of my dear brothers and sisters,
随着各样的环境，
When we have so many different conditions,
随着各样的玷污，
All such defilement,
我们没有看到灵里头的美丽，
We did not see the beauty that ought to exist in our spirit.
看到地上的物质给人家满足的那些东西，
no, we only see the outward things of this world that will satisfy our body,
就好像夏娃看到那个分别善恶树的果子一样，
just as when Eve saw the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
悦人的眼目好做食物，
it is pleasant to the eyes and good for food,
他就吃了。
And she ate of it.
他没有过属灵的生活。
She did not live a spiritual life.
他要悦他的眼目。
It was pleasant to her eyes.
要吃起来很舒服。
It's good for food. She will enjoy the taste of it.
那弟兄姊妹，我不是说我们不要吃东西。
Now, brothers and sisters, I'm not saying we do not eat.
但是我们要没有想到你灵里头饱足了没有。
But the question is our spirit full? Is our spirit satisfied?
好多年前有一个姊妹信主不久问我一个问题。
Many years ago, when a sister newly believed in the Lord, she asked me this question.
她说，郭弟兄啊，将来在天堂我们有好吃的吗？
She asked me, Brother Kwok, when we're in heaven, is there any good food?
我很喜欢吃鱼啊，天上恐怕没有鱼可以吃了。
She said, I really love fish, she says. I'm thinking there might not be any fish in heaven.
如果有人问你这个问题，你怎么回答他？
If someone asked you this question, how would you reply?
哎呀，如果在天堂没有鱼吃，好像有点难过了。
Oh, if there's no fish in heaven, I think I'm not going to enjoy it too much.
我告诉他说
I said to her,
我还没有上过天堂，我不知道。
I haven't been to heaven, I do not know.
但我知道一个事实。
But I know this fact.
到那个时候，你不需要吃鱼来得到满足了。
At that time, you would not need to eat fish in order to be satisfied.
那个时候，你灵里头的满足超过你身体所有需要的满足。
Oh, the contentment, the satisfaction in your spirit will overwhelm all the satisfaction you will need in your body.
你灵里头的满足远超过你今天所追求的眼睛的满足，摸到的满足，你吃到的满足，就远远超过了。
The satisfaction you will enjoy in your spirit will far surpass the satisfaction you desire to see or touch or handle or eat.
弟兄姊妹，这是属灵的生活。
And brothers and sisters, this is spiritual living.
什么叫做有目的的人生？
What does it mean to have a purposeful life?
什么叫做有意义的人生？
What is it to have a meaningful life?
你可以为自己定下很多的目标。
You can set many, many goals for yourself.
原来第一个约给我们看到这是那么简单。
But it is very simple with this first covenant.
这个有意义的人生就过属灵的生活。
A meaningful life means to live a spiritual life.
你就跟神这个灵发生亲密的接触。
We have intimate relationship with the Spirit of God.
弟兄姊妹，所有的计算不在人给你的计算。
Brothers and sisters, all the counting is not calculating on what others give you.
今天人看一个人成功，有很多地上所谓的价值观。
Oh, perhaps your worth is what others say that you're worth when they see how successful you are.
我看有没有事情，将来神要问我们的。
I suppose one day if God were to ask us,
你有多少属灵的生活？
How much spiritual life do you have?
我们记得彼得怎么提醒这些弟兄们。
And we remember how Peter reminded the brethren.
他说你要做一个属灵的工，灵工。
You must be a spiritual habitation.
你要羡慕让属灵的灵来。
You must desire that pure, sincere milk of the word.
你要献上属灵的灵。
And you must offer up a spiritual sacrifice.
当那个最艰难的时候，
And during those most difficult times,
你知道彼得那个时候受到
逼迫。
We know during those times, Peter received much persecution.
那时候弟兄姊妹受了很大的压力。
And there are many pressures upon the brothers and sisters.
当然彼得要提醒他们要有活泼的盼望，要知道在天上神为我们存留的是何等的荣耀。
Of course, Peter had to remind what a living hope, a lively hope that God has reserved for us in the heavens, and that is our great hope.
但是彼得同样告诉他们。
But at the same time, Peter also tells them,
弟兄们，不要忘记过属灵的生活。
Brethren, do not forget to live a spiritual life.
你要羡慕那属灵的灵奶。
You must desire that sincere pure milk of the word.
你要真的要羡慕被建造成为属灵的灵宫。
You must desire to be built up as a spiritual habitation.
你要献上灵祭，不是那些祭物。
You have to offer up a spiritual sacrifice, not a physical sacrifice.
啊，我要赶快讲第二个约了。
I must quickly go to the second covenant.
哎，我的毛病，常要把时间开始的时候讲的太多，后面就讲的太短。
This is something I have to work at. I spend too much time on one topic, and I have to cut short the next topic.
不，第二个亚当的约，我们就很知道。
Now we are familiar with this Adamic covenant.
第二个约是说到当亚当失败之后。
This covenant was when Adam fell.
罪带来的咒诅。
And this is the curse that fell because, that was brought about because of sin.
地上就长出荆棘和蒺藜来。
And out of the earth grew, thistles and thorns.
以前地上没有这些东西的。
Now before, there was no such thing that grew from the ground.
没有东西会叫人受伤的。
There was nothing that will cause man to be harmed.
大概所有那些菜蔬啊，那些果树啊，你摸起来都是很舒服的。
Of course, all the trees and all the herbs, when we see it is pleasant, when we touch it, it is comforting.
但是当人犯罪以后。
But after man fell,
地上就长出这些东西来。
Then out of the ground grew thistles and thorns.
所以我们传福音的时候就说了。
So when we preach the gospel, we will say,
当你犯罪以后，
After we sin,
罪进到你生命当中，
When sin has entered into your life,
你就变成一团荆棘了。
Then we'll become like a ball of thorns and thistles.
谁碰到你就会受伤。
And whoever will touch you will be hurt.
谁碰到你就给你扎了，痛得不得了。
And when anyone touches you, they will be pricked.
你同意不同意？
Do you agree with this?
你摇头还点头？
Are you shaking your head or nodding?
你必须要点头，不是吗？
You don't need to nod.
你最爱谁，谁最痛苦？
Whoever you love the most will also ache you the most.
因为罪在我们生命当中就是让我们变成一团的荆棘。
Because sin made us into a ball of thorns and thistles.
然后呢，最可怕的是什么？
And what is even more frightening?
人就把他身上那个荣，神的荣耀失去了。
Man has lost the image of glory from God.
我们读经的人都跟我们说，
When we study the Bible, and the Bible scholars will tell us,
那个时候人不用穿衣服。
At that time, man did not need to be clothed.
不穿衣服有没有东西遮盖他呢？
When we are not clothed, is there any covering that we have?
有的。
Yes.
神的荣耀成为他的遮盖。
It is the glory of that that is our covering.
我在这样想啊。
And now, this is what I imagine.
当亚当夏娃走在园子里头的时候，
When Adam and Eve was walking in the garden,
你一些动物看见他就已经要伏下来了。
When the animals see Adam and Eve, they will have to prostrate.
你不管是鸟也好，鱼也好，昆虫也好，看见亚当夏娃来，他就伏下来了。
Any of God's creation, the birds, the fish, and the creeping things, when they see Adam and Eve, they will prostrate.
为什么？
Why?
因为他把神的荣耀带出来了。
Because they are representation of God's own glory.
第一，我们人光对光的理解还不能够足够形容神的荣耀。
Now, our understanding, our finite understanding of light cannot fully describe for us to understand the glory of God.
当我们在主变化山上变化的时候，
Now, when our Lord was transfigured on the Mount of Transfiguration,
他的衣服变白，比雪更白。
His garments,was transfigured to be white as snow, whiter than snow.
弟兄姊妹，比雪更白是怎么样的白？我真的说不出来了。
You describe whiter than snow. We understand our understanding of whiter than snow means.
因为在我们的认知里头，雪是最白的了。
Because in our understanding, snow is white, and there's no whiter than snow.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters，
神的荣耀过于我们能够形容。
But the glory of God is far exceeding more than we can describe。
神的荣耀那个光超过我们今天肉眼对光的理解。
The radiance of God's glory is far surpassing what our finite minds are able to comprehend。
我可以这样说。
I can put it this way。
当那个时候，在伊甸园里头有两个大的灯泡一样。
That in the Garden of Eden there seems to be two extremely bright light bulbs。
他就走在园子里头。
And these light bulbs are going around the garden.
他到哪里去那个光芒四射啊就把整个园子照得亮亮的。
And when these light bulbs, wherever they are in the garden, it will shine upon the garden to be extremely bright.
因为就是神的荣耀。
Because that is the glory of God.
神的荣耀就遮蔽了遮盖了亚当跟夏娃。
And that is the glory of God that was covering for Adam and Eve.
五年时候那鸟啊鱼啊虫啊看到神的荣耀就扑倒了。
All the birds, all the fish, all the creeping things, when they see the glory of God, they will prostrate.
能哪一个看到神的荣耀不扑倒的呢？
Now, isn't that true? Whenever anyone encounters the glory of God, they will prostrate.
他把神的荣耀彰显在宇宙当中。
And they were delegated with such glory, and they are to manifest this in God's creation.
弟兄姊妹，但是当他们犯罪之后，
But brothers and sisters, after Adam and Eve fell,
怎么办？
What happened?
神的荣耀离开了。
The glory of God departed.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters，
你知道我们的生活？
Do you know our life？
以赛亚书告诉我们说，我们被造是为了神的荣耀而被造的。
Now the book of Isaiah tells us we were created for God's glory。
以赛亚书43章
，and that is in Isaiah chapter
43。你要明白一个事实
，we must understand，
什么时候罪在我们的生命当中
？Whenever there is sin in our life。
神的荣耀就失去了。
The glory of God departs.
你可以装得很好。
We can put on a very good disguise.
你好像我一样穿着西装，笔挺的站在这里。
Oh, perhaps you see me finely dressed in a suit standing before you.
人家说，哎呀，这个郭定强还不错啊。
Oh, others may say, oh, Timothy Kwok, he's very well.
哎呀，他要去服侍啊。
And he is serving.
但是弟兄姊妹，人可以看你有很多很好的外表。
But brothers and sisters, the outward facade can be appear very nicely.
但是一个最真实最真实的事情是
But what is most real, most true,
什么时候罪在你生命当中
Whenever there is sin in our life,
神的荣耀就失去了
The glory of God will be gone.
神的荣耀就看不见
You cannot see the glory of God.
那亚当夏娃就失去神的荣耀
And Adam and Eve lost that glory of God.
然后神对着这两个人
And God toward these two individuals.
怎么办?
What would God do?
咒诅要来了。
Curse is to come.
地上又荆棘又直犁。
Out of the ground grew thorns and thistles.
没希望了。
There is no more hope.
绝望了。
It is hopeless.
但神说好。
But God says,
我给你一个盼望。
I will give you a hope.
我给你立个约。
I will make a covenant with you.
我要给你一个应许。
I will give you a promise.
有一个叫做女人的后裔要来。
There will be a seed of the woman that is to come.
这是没有条件的约。
This is a covenant that's unconditional.
你不需要做什么。
There is no work that you can do.
我告诉你，如果你要做的这辈子、这人都不可能。
Even if we wanted to work all our life, this is not something that we can accomplish.
你怎么有可能达到这个的目的呢？这个祝福呢
？How are we able to accomplish this blessing, this purpose?
那神就答应。
But God has promised.
我要给你立个约。
I will make this covenant with you.
这个约是什么呢
？What is this covenant?
一面来说，对撒旦的审判。
On the one hand, this is the verdict.Upon Satan.
那这个我们今天就不谈他了。
And we won't get into that today.
那第二个呢
？And the second.
有一天，女人的后裔要来到。
Is that one day the seed of the woman shall come?
那弟兄姊妹
，Now brothers and sisters.
我们当然知道。
Of course we know.
这女人的后裔是谁呢
？Who is the seed of the woman?
那当然是神的独生的儿子。
Of course, this is the only begotten Son of God.
那位神的爱子主耶稣基督。
And it is the beloved Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
是女人的后裔。
He is the seed of the woman.
他到地上来。
And he came into this world.
蛇要伤他的脚跟。
And the serpent will bruise his heel.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
神说女人的后裔来了。
The Lord says, God says, that seed of the woman shall come.
神说所有的祝福再要带给我们。
And through him, all of the blessing of God will be brought nigh unto us.
那个时候人失去了神的荣耀。
At that time, man has lost the glory of God.
亚当夏娃一看自己赤身露体，感觉羞耻。
And when Adam and Eve saw, they were naked and they were ashamed.
以前没有看见。
Before they did not see this.
现在看见。
But now they see it.
圣经说他用无花果树的叶子变成裙子穿起来。
And the Bible tells us that they made a garment out of fig leaves to dress themselves.
哎呀，太好玩了！裙子做好了，天就起了凉风。
And they have made the fig leaves to dress themselves, and in the cool of the day,
风一吹，这个叶子不是随风飘走了。
And when the wind comes and blows, then their fig leaves will be blown away.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
那不行的。
But that will not do.
神为他们做了一个什么
？What did God make for them?
做一个皮衣
garments of skin.
这个皮衣圣经没有说是用什么动物做的。
Now the Bible did not tell us what animal were these coats of skin made from.
圣经没有细说，我就不用猜它。
Yeah, the Bible did not tell us, we don't need to speculate.
但是我虽然没有猜，但是我想应该是羊的皮子吧。
Now this is not speculation, but I suppose it is from a lamb.
那个时候亚当夏娃身上就穿了一个皮衣。
At that time, then Adam and Eve had on garments of skin.
且不单把它羞耻揭盖起来。
Not only did they cover their shame.
还有一个重要的。
What is important then is.
却是立约的记号。
This is a sign of the covenant.
当每次亚当摸摸这个皮衣的时候。
And every time Adam and Eve will touch this garment of skin.
他就知道神没有把它丢弃了。
They will recall that God did not forsake them.
对吗
？Right，
本来要走的啦。
Now God was to depart.
神说你不能在这个园子里头，要离开了。
You cannot remain in this garden. You must leave.
那个时候，那个基洛伯拿着转动的火箭在这里看守那个生命树。
And at that time, a cherubim was to set guard to the way of the tree of life with a flaming sword, which turned ever each way.
这是郭定强的版本，你可以不同意。
Now, this is just Timothy Kwok's version. You may not agree to it.
亚当牵着夏娃的手
，And so Adam held Eve's hand.
他们手牵手离开伊甸园的时候
，And as hand held in hand, they left the Garden of Eden.
他一定说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我
？”They would be saying, "My God, my God, have you forsaken me?"
我的神，你怎么不要我呢
？God, why have you forsaken me?
你怎么不要我了？
You don't want me anymore.
他牵着夏娃的时候离开了。
They held Adam and Eve hand in hand, departed.
当然我们听到五千年后在加略山这个人同样喊着说。
Of course, thousands of years later, 5,000 years later, there's one who cried the same on Calvary's Mount.
这个幕后的亚当。
And that is the last Adam.
他背负了世人的罪孽。
He has bore all the iniquity of us.
神转面不看他。
God turned his face away.
好像把他儿子推出去了。
And as if God turned his face and pushed his son away.
神的儿子呼喊说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
And the Son of God cried out, "My God, my God, why have thou forsaken me?"
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
当亚当牵着夏娃的手离开伊甸园的时候
，and when Adam took hold of Eve's hand and they departed from the Garden of Eden,
他里头充满了难过，充满了忧伤。
With sadness and sorrow, they left.
但是他摸摸身上的皮衣
，but whenever they felt the garment of skin upon them,
他知道了事实。
They know the fact.
神没有不要他。
God did not forsake them.
只有救恩。
This is a garment of salvation.
有一个女人的后裔要出来的。
It's the seed of the woman that is to come.
这个皮衣就是神跟我立约的记号。
And this garment of skin is a sign of God's covenant with
me. 有一天所有失去的都要恢复过来了。
One day all that has been lost will be recovered and restored.
弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
什么是我们的荣耀
？What is our glory?
加拉太书告诉我们说。
Galatians tells us.
今天我们是披戴基督。
Today we are to put on Christ. Christ.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
今天不是地上所有的衣服。
Today is not any fine garment we have on.
神为我们做了一个衣服。
God has made this garment for us.
这个衣服是叫做基督。
And this garment is called Christ.
保罗告诉我们说，今天我们所有属于主的人，我们能够替代基督了。
And Paul tells us all those who belong to him can put on Christ.
我们把基督替代在我们身上。
And when we put on Christ upon us.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们就可以坦然地来到神面前。
Oh, brothers and sisters, then we can come boldly with confidence before God.
我们赤身露体怎么到神的面前？
When we are naked, how can we come before God?
我们都是羞耻，怎么能够来到神的面前？
When we are so shameful, how can we come before
感谢神。
But we thank God.
神为我们做了一个皮衣。
God has made for us a garment of skin.
我们披上这个皮衣。
And we put on this garment.
其实他给我们立约的记号。
And this is a sign of his covenant with us.
我们披戴着基督。
And we have put on Christ.
我们就可以坦然地来到神的面前。
And we're able to come boldly with confidence before God.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Oh, my dear brothers and sisters.
这是一个没有条件的约。
This is an unconditional covenant.
如果神说。
If God said.
你要付什么代价我才把这衣服卖给你。
What price can you pay in order for me to sell this garment to you?
你买得起吗?
Are we able to purchase such a garment?
你能力买得起吗?
Do we have the ability to pay for this garment?
今天你到百货公司头看这个衣服，那个衣服好漂亮，好漂亮。
Today when we go shopping in the department store, we see this fine clothing and that pretty clothing.
哎呦，好贵哦
！Oh, it's very expensive.
但我要告诉弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
整个宇宙里头最贵、最漂亮的衣服
，throughout the universe, the best garment, the most beautiful garment,
是神的儿子。
It is the Son of God.
我们可以披戴基督
，and we're all able to put on Christ.
把基督穿在身上
，and we're able to put him on.
我们就能够坦然地来到神的面前
，and we're able to come boldly with confidence with to God.
基督是我们。的荣耀
and Christ is our glory.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹
oh, brothers and sisters.
罗马书跟我们说
Romans tells us.
罗马三章说世人都犯了罪亏缺了神的荣耀
Romans chapter 3 tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
其实保罗告诉我们每个人的光景
And this is the condition which Paul tells of each one of us.
我们读罗马书的时候
When we read the book of Romans.
我们读到感谢神
And we thank God.
我们因着信的称为义
and because by faith we're justified.
我们已经很满足了，本来是不义的人，因信得称义。
We should be already very satisfied. We were those who were not righteous, but now we're justified by faith.
不但因信称义，还就信心得成为圣。
Not only are we justified by faith, but we are also sanctified by faith.
不停在哪里
？It does not stop there.
神要我们每个人。都得到荣耀。
God desires for all of us to be glorified.
不是其他的荣耀。
Not any other glory.
是神爱子他独生子的荣耀。
But it is the glory of the only begotten Son of God, the beloved of God.
要磨成神儿子的模样。
That we are all to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是神跟亚当立的约。
This is the covenant which God made with Adam.
当然亚当那个时候不明白。
Of course, Adam did not understand.
但这个约来到新约的时候我们就非常的清楚的看见
And when we reach this covenant in the new covenant
从一个犯罪的人
We see very clearly from a sinner
从一个亏缺神荣耀的人
From one who has come short of the glory of God
今天让神的荣耀能够充满在我们身上
Today once again the glory of God can fill us
我们穿上哪个皮衣
And when we put on that garment of skin
我们就披戴了基督
We have put on Christ
哦，弟兄姊妹
Oh brothers and sisters
将来在天上的时候你不用担心你要穿什么
Today when we're in heaven we do not need to worry what will I put on today
我常开玩笑说如果美国总统请你吃饭你还伤脑筋啊
And I always jokingly say, if the president of the U.S. were to invite you to dinner, you will really be in a lot of sorrow and frustration.
我要穿什么西装？我要接什么领带？我穿什么的鞋子？
What kind of suit do I have on? How do I match with my tie and my shoes?
因为要见谁啊？要见总统。
Why? Because we're going to meet the president.
我们见这位荣耀的神。
But when we meet and see our glorious God,
什么都不用了。
There's nothing else we need.
基督是我们的义。
Christ, our righteousness.
基督是我们的荣耀。
Christ, our glory.
我们披戴基督。
And we have put on Christ.
我们就能够来到神的面前。
And we're able to come before God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是神对亚当所立的约。
This is the covenant which God made with Adam.
这充满了盼望。
It is a covenant of hope.
也充满了应许。
Now also of promise.
恩主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
什么叫做有意义的人生呢
What is a meaningful life?
不是你户头里头有多少钱
It is not how large our bank account is.
不是你过了什么叫人感觉你很厉害的生活
It is not how adventurous or successful our life is.
可能这一切都叫你满足
Or perhaps such things will bring us much satisfaction.
你很高兴，我满足了。
Oh, we're very joyful. Oh, that satisfies me.
好像那个财主一样。
Just as the rich ruler.
我的魂啊，现在你可以安息喽。
Oh, my soul, now you can be at rest.
我太丰富了。
I have so much abundance.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
就算你有这一切。
Even if we have all.
你满足了。
And we are satisfied.
我们的神。满足了吗?
Is our God satisfied?
他满意了吗?
Is he content?
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
他是立约的神。
He is a God who makes covenant.
他要给我们知道。
He wants us to know.
他要我们得着这一切属灵的福气。
He desires for us to have all spiritual blessing.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
如果对着你的恩典，我们无话可说。
Lord, we are speechless before thy grace.
但主谢谢你，我们就是一般蒙恩的人。
But Lord, we do thank thee because we're ones who are blessed by thy grace.
主求你在我们心的深处向我们说话。
Lord, we pray that thou would speak to the depths of our heart.
超过人一切的话。
Surpassing any of man's word.
主啊，在这艰难的日子
，Lord, in these days of hardship,
在这不容易的时候
，in these difficult times,
在这黑暗越来越深的时候
，in these times when it is darker and darker,
但愿你的信实、你的约再成为我们的力量。
May thy faithfulness, thy promise, once again become our strength.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.